Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel.
Ricky.
Yeah.
You're a dumbass. Have a wonderful day, okay? Bye-bye now.
Holly.
I finally got boobs and a butt back.
And Scotty the Body.
Am I not as cool and good-looking as I think I am?
The Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
No, my tongue feels too big today.
Only from Hot 101.5.
Give me Kit Kat or give me death.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Does it feel big today, Holly?
No, it feels good.
No.
I'm hungry, though.
Oh.
I feel hungry.
What makes your tongue feel big?
I don't know. It just sometimes does. Like, if I'm having a bad speech day, like, you know, the days we have when we... Blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it just feels like my tongue is getting in the way.
Have you, like, weighed your tongue before? Is it possible to do that?
No.
It's possible.
I'm sure.
I don't know about weight. I just know that I have a big tongue, like, size-wise.
Yeah.
It's too big for my mouth, and it makes it difficult.
Can I ask an awkward question?
Oh.
Might as well.
I mean, it is the podcast.
Yeah.
Has having a bigger tongue helped you in matters of the bedroom before or hindered you in matters of the bedroom? And you don't obviously have to give specifics, but I mean, just in a general sense.
I would assume you'd have to ask the other person.
Oh.
Oh.
But my guess would be both. Sometimes it's a good thing.
Right.
Sometimes it's a bad thing.
Because I don't know exactly how it would help or hurt, but I'm sure because you've talked about it a lot, or not a lot, but you've mentioned it. So I'm like, there must be, like, what problems has it brought up in your life having a big tongue?
Well, first and foremost, I have to wear retainers every single night, regardless.
Why are you laughing, Scott?
No.
Wow. Says the guy that wears glasses at night. Because of his lazy eye.
Wow. Jesus.
Girl, I got guns out today. What?
That hurts.
Okay?
Ow.
Are you okay?
Fuck.
It's
all
right to have a lazy eye. I have a big tongue. We're all the same. It's the same.
Sugar tits.
That's all right. I got skin tags. It's fine.
Yeah, everybody has skin tags.
No, mine are in just very awkward spots. Like, and it's pool season, and then it's like people, and you know, like when you have something on your body that you don't want people to like realize, and then you can tell when their eyes lock on it, but then they try not to look, and you're like,
you know, you could get those removed.
Yeah,
I just ordered some cream.
Can't fix a lazy eye.
Yes, you can.
Glasses.
No, you can't.
No, not with. Like,
I got surgery when I was young. Did a little bit.
Didn't do anything about it. That's okay.
It's one of my biggest insecurities.
Is it really?
I swear to God. That's actually my biggest one. Yeah.
Really?
Way to go, Miguel.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't feel bad. He laughed at your retainer.
I thought that was cool. I could see, you know, like you're getting ready for bed. You got to put in a retainer and like, you know, it's just like.
That was not a laugh of cool.
I mean, I do wear retainers every night. It's fine.
See, I was like, oh, wow. And he's like, see, look at him. Bitch, I see you. Don't try to guilt trip me over here.
I'm not guilty today. I'm just being vulnerable and honest right now.
I'm packing heat today.
It's fine. All right, let's get back to my big tongue. Sorry about your eyes, Scott. Sorry about your skin tags. So here's the deal. So, okay.
But just know this is a place of sharing, and you can be vulnerable.
You won't be attacked.
Feel that. So back in the day, I had a bad underbite, and that probably would have made my tongue fit properly in my mouth. Like my jaw, the bottom jaw, stuck out further than the top one.
Mm.
So my tongue had all that room to just play around in.
Hmm.
Well, of course, that's pretty horrific for a woman. Like, you don't look great when you're looking like a bulldog grinning at someone.
So is it sort of like when you, like a fish grows to the size of the bowl where, like, your tongue grew
because my jaw was epic.
Yeah. Interesting.
But I happen to think this is an affliction that my mom has, too. So maybe it's hereditary. I don't know. But I'm the only one that I know in the family that had that weird jaw growth. So what happened was when I was 17, we got with an oral surgeon and he did maxillofacial whatever surgery. Basically, they cut my bottom jaw and they moved it back. And then there's pins holding it in place. Well, when they did that, it looked great right off the bat, by the way. I was like, look at my new smile. I'm so excited. But the problem that I started to realize, and I didn't really realize this until like over time it took. So now that the bottom jaw is there, it's like a shorter space, you know?
Mm-hmm.
My tongue, especially at night, will push against my teeth, both of them, both top and bottom, because it's too, like, if I were to put it out just normal without holding it back, this what would look like. Like, it's just there.
So that's just your tongue, like, relaxed?
Yeah. It's just there.
What does yours look like, Scott?
I mean, if it's just relaxed, I think it just sits behind my teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, so, okay.
That'd be good. That'd be good if it sits behind my teeth.
Oh, but yours still juts out a little bit.
Yeah. So if I'm sleeping, and like a tongue is a powerful muscle, so it will push against my teeth. What would happen if I didn't wear my retainers? Not only would all my orthodontia, my years of orthodontia, go out the window, my teeth would like stick out straight like a donkey.
Oh my gosh.
So hence the retainers every single night. But aside from that, I think I have like some kind of weird thing where after my surgery, I used to like clench my teeth closed so that my bottom jaw didn't somehow weirdly grow out again. I don't know. It was like a weird thing that I thought could happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's not, but I would do that. And so now what I find myself, like my go-to position in my face is to clench my jaw so that it doesn't move out.
Oh. See, my dentist, I have like recession on my like back teeth, on my gums. Oh. And I think it's because I clench my jaw.
Maybe.
So just fair warning that it's like you don't want to have your gums start receding because you're putting that pressure.
Gums are already receding down here.
Oh, yeah.
My mom has receding gums bad. We just found this out. And then the dentist told me that mine are starting, like my bottom in front of my teeth. So I'm like, I'm not dealing with that right now. I got too much other crap.
Just brush nice and gentle.
Just pushing it over to the side. That's not something I'm dealing with right now. But so to get back to the sexual question, I would imagine what you're asking about is having things in your mouth. And
I wasn't gonna go that specific,
well,
but if you want,
what else would you be referring to? In which case I would say sometimes it's good because there's a lot of tongue going on to like
okay, wow,
all over the place.
Yeah.
But sometimes like if there's a lot going in there, then where's your tongue go? Like where do you put it? It's too much.
What about
too much things?
French kissing, did you like have a hard time with that when you were like first learning? Like with your first boyfriends or kissing partners when
I
you were?
I feel like I didn't have any issues. I feel like I watched enough shows about kissing because that's where I think that's where a lot of people, you see a TV show.
Oh, absolutely.
So I think I watched enough shows to know like what to do. So I didn't really have any issues. Although I am an active tongue user, like, or I'm sorry, I'll like use tongue, but then I also am like an active, like sometimes I'll do a little, like a little suction action, like on your bottom lip. And I had like somebody in my past was like, you got to stop. It's too much. And so that really threw me off my game for a long time. And I was like, I think I have to refigure how I kiss.
That's
but then
the worst.
Other people, literally once I wrote down on my phone, such a nice compliment. What was it? I don't want to have to search through my notes, but somebody said that the way I kiss is what, like punk kids write songs about. Like rock stars write songs
like
about.
So like the Sum 41 and the...
Or like, you know, like some emo kid is like talking about how this girl kisses so good. That was someone who wrote a song about. One person also told me that I caused lightheadedness.
Oh.
I've been given a lot of compliments, but then I've also been given like, get your lip off my lip. So I don't know. It's just a... I think it depends on the person.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I mean, I know that, you know, when I was single, especially when I was younger, and I would date like these skinny white guys, and I'm a big black guy. I got big lips.
Oh.
And so then, like, that's when I would hear some of the, like, well, Miguel's a good kisser, but, and this was, like, now that I look back, I feel like I should have been more offended, but he was like, Miguel's lips are so big, he just like sucked my mouth up. And I was like, well, you've got like lines for lips, so what else am I supposed to do?
That is unfortunate.
It was just not a good pairing.
No.
I found the quote. You want to hear it?
Oh, yes, Holly, tell us.
This is from, it says, "Then your kiss is otherworldly," it said. That's like the kind of shit high school kids launch emo rock careers off of.
Oh.
Right? That's great.
That is great. That's a great compliment.
It's a good compliment.
Have you received a compliment like that, Scott?
I think I've gone back and forth, but I don't you know, nothing like that. But I do think that it's like you have someone that you're like, your kiss just matches. Because mm-hmm. I've definitely like kissed people that I was just, It just doesn't work.
Even if there's even if there's chemistry sometimes between you and a person, mm-hmm. and then you end up kissing them, and it's a mismatch, everything is just off then, right? Like sometimes you'll be like, "Ooh, I can't wait," and then you kiss them, and then you're like,
"Oh, it's like you're just off. Like you just don't do the tango well together."
Yeah,
I remember one person in particular years ago that they were one of those like, mwah, mwah, mwah. And, like, they kissed, like you say, bye. But even when you were, like, you know,
there's a difference between kissing and making out.
Absolutely. Oh, and, like, you know, when you're making out, it's like, all right, it's time. And it's, like, a deep, passionate kiss. Even in that vein, they wouldn't. And I remember that was, like, I can't. When it's, like, when you're, like, trying to get into it, and, like, you can't even, like, French kiss. Because it's, like.
That just feels like you're it's like, a child.
Like you're kissing chicken. A duck.
Yeah.
It just did not feel right. Scott, what compliments have you gotten in like the not have to be sexual, but like in the making out or that realm?
I don't have any written down. I think it's just like.
Or what have you heard? What have people said?
Nothing. I mean.
Wow.
I don't
Maybe
know.
You haven't had those conversations.
I was literally thinking this the other day. I think I'm still a good kisser, but I don't. You know?
I mean, are you?
No, you. He
it's
is.
Been a long time since
I don't know.
But what I'm do saying, like, I think I'm a good kisser, but again.
Oh, God, but what?
I don't know there's a but. I was thinking about this the other day when I was kissing my girlfriend. I was like, you know, I don't know if I'm good. I just know that I'm good with you. Like, our stuff, like, it works.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, and whatever we're doing, like, I genuinely enjoy, like, kissing you. Like, a deep, passionate kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And she said the same thing where it's like, I just enjoy it, you know? It's not just like you're just kind of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I like the feeling. Like, it's like a rush of endorphins through my, like, whole brain.
A great kiss can, like, launch a lot of.
Oh, yeah.
Girl,
feelings,
it launches all the ships, honey.
Things. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, yeah.
If you get it good, you get it right, girl. I remember there was one time. When Abe and I first got together and we were at somebody's house and we had only had like a couple of drinks and he's weird like this where like the mood will just hit him at like a random point. And he was like, hey, do you want to walk outside with me real quick? And I was like, oh, because they lived on the water. And I was like, sure. Girl, he threw me up against the wall and I was like, well, girl, grab my titties and call me Susie, honey. This is God, girl.
What?
Yes,
grab
honey.
What? And call you who? Like,
I mean,
like,
I didn't tell him to grab my titties.
Well, no, but that probably went through your mind. That's fine.
It did. But no, I feel like we are very good with that. But we've come into this, and this is the longest relationship I've been in. And so we're coming up to the 3-year mark. And I'm learning that you know, that the things I've heard in my radio career, whenever we talked about relationships or talked to psychologists or I've read things about keeping it fresh, keeping it new. And I noticed that usually whenever we are having some like intimate time, it's usually on a weekend morning. And it's usually after, you know, we've had like a dinner or drinks or whatever. And so like our breaths are like real punchy. And so I'm like,
sometimes your mouth is dry.
And it's you just don't want to do anything with that. And so I'm like, we need to find like another time to like do it. Because I feel like the weekend mornings are good for other stuff.
Okay, but simple fix. Instead of just like rolling over and getting into it, like, don't you ever have to pee? I have to pee personally. Like, I can't just jump into the heated because I'd be like, either I've been all night without having gone potty. So I'll usually pee and then I do a quick toothbrush.
Yes. Mm. Yeah,
and then you get back in bed and then you're like, oh,
okay.
Yeah, just pick, yeah.
Okay. I can, you know,
drink some water, drink a good old glass of water before, get your mouth nice and moist.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Why?
I will be completely honest with you all and vulnerable. And I feel bad that we haven't really like gotten to it. Because I have just been feeling so just gross. Because on the weekends, I've just been making these like really extravagant meals. And we've been drinking. And I have just not felt like, don't touch me. Like, don't. We've done, you know. But when it comes to, like, the full on, like, I've just been like, I don't feel very right.
What does Abe think about all this? Or have you not talked about it?
We've, like, mentioned it before. We haven't had a deep discussion about it. But, girl, he don't care. He's like, come on, girl. I love you no matter what.
Well, that's what I was thinking, though, as well. Like, of course he will. And that's. That would suck for it to, like, when it takes an effect on your relationship where it's like if you're not feeling good but you're lacking that intimacy, like that connection, like then that's, I feel like that's where a problem would start because it's like he's like, oh, look, I don't care.
Right.
But yet you're not able to have that connection because you're, you know, getting in your head about these things.
No, it's true. And it is all in my head. It is a literal
C-block.
Yeah, it is. My but own no, mind is C-blocking myself.
I understand that. I get it. Because your own mind is powerful. I mean, it controls 100% of what your body is doing.
Yeah.
And so if your mind isn't in a right spot, then even physically you may not be able to get where you want to go because your mind is like, eh.
Yeah.
But that's the hardest thing for a lot of people to change is what's going on in their mind. Yeah.
It is, and I'm sure there is a deeper issue that I need to work through, but just on, like, the surface, on what I know through, you know, being on the earth for 34 years and, like, knowing my body, and, like, I've gained, we talked about it on the show today, was it 20 pounds I've gained since March 13th, and it's now May 27th. So I've started sort of like a slow weight loss deal. And I don't like to say weight loss, but it's just sort of just getting back on the wagon of doing what I know I need to do. But there's this app called Noom that sort of keeps you accountable that I'm excited about because I've had some other people have success with it. And so for me, there's not like a number that I'm trying to get to. It's a feeling. Like I know it because I remember when I lost weight the first time around a few years ago, when we first got together. Girl, he was like, are you ever not ready? Because I was just like, I felt good about myself for the first time in my adult life. And I was just like, let's go. And then since March 13th, I've been like, girl, these rolls over here. So I'm just wanting to feel better. Because like when you just feel like you have all that stuff in your stomach, just like moving around, it's just like the last thing that you want to do.
Yeah.
And I think, too, what I'm ready for at some point is the, like, spontaneous around the house type stuff that we don't get to do because Scott lives there and Dylan lives there.
Yeah, it's better that y'all. I want y'all to have those. Like,
oh.
No, I've no, never
but not
had
when
those.
I'm in.
Real?
Not when I'm there.
Oh.
Or no. Not when I'm living with you.
Mm.
So, like, the sooner, like, either you could kick me out, that's fine. I'll go find a place.
No. You're not being
but
kicked out.
But I, like, just, you know, I would hate to go make a sandwich and next thing you know.
Oh, I am, like, hyper conscious of that.
Good.
Because I don't ever want to see someone's eyes when they see my fat ass up in the air. I don't want to turn around and see you and see the look of shock and awe as you're like,
hold on, have you ever walked in on anybody doing it?
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
Actually, I don't.
My friends are weird about that.
Let me think about it. Have you, Holly?
Yeah.
Who?
My college roommate Jessica.
Oh,
I can't. It obviously, the image is still burned in my brain. She was so pissed too, but I didn't even know she had a dude over.
Oof.
And it was like super quiet. I literally was just going in to ask if she wanted to like watch a movie or if I could borrow some nonsense or whatever. And I like opened the door and there it is.
Ooh,
I'll just,
yeah.
And I was just like, who? Yeah. And I just closed it.
So like how long did you stand there? Or how long do you felt like you stood there, but then how long were you actually there? Because I feel like there's that horrified extra reality where you're like,
yeah, it's like time slows down.
But then in reality, it was like 2 seconds.
It was probably like 2 to 3 seconds. And I think in my mind, it just took the length of, because when you come upon a scene that you're not expecting, it takes a second for your eyes to send the signal to your brain to send the signal to your feet to like go. So like you're right there and you're like, your brain's like, this isn't something you should be seeing. And then
no.
You're like, let me get out. And so it was probably only like 2 seconds. But in my head, it was like 10 seconds of me not being able to move fast enough.
Your feet were just like, we're just going to sit here.
I know. I was like,
Now, were they under the covers or on top of the cover?
Oh, no.
Oh.
No, 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 no. Poor guy.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my poor guy. I call her guy. She, whatever, she's fine. She was on top.
Nice.
And they were facing, like away from me. You know what I mean? So, like, I could see her back.
Oh, gotcha.
And
okay.
I was just like, oh, God. Oh. Like, and then, of course, like, she, like, looks over her shoulder, and she's like, what are you doing? And I was like,
like, where do you go after that? You just go sit in the lobby of your dorm room?
No,
like,
we were in a house. We were in a house at that point. So okay. I just, like, went back to my bedroom and shut the door, and I was just like, I'm just going to sit in here. I'm just going to sit in here and do things on my computer. Just, yikes. That's it. Nothing else happening.
Now, Scott, you said you've seen some of your friends do this before?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know how in-depth I should get. I remember I saw my buddy. Like,
it is the podcast.
So I know.
Just know this is the podcast. If you have kids listening, don't.
Yeah. My kids are listening anyway.
Well, I remember, like, I saw my buddy, like, losing his, his V-card.
Oh.
It was like, we have this one friend, like, we grew up together. It was like the three of us, three amigos, and he's still a wild child. Like, he's the party animal, doesn't give a rip.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all, like, probably just, like, partying at his house. And I remember, like, we walked in the room, because I guess there's some people over. And, like, he was just getting it. And the problem was, I don't care. We, like, kind of had a conversation with him for, like, a couple seconds. And then we're like, all right, we're going to leave.
Wait.
Doing it and you're trying to talk?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
What's wrong with dudes?
Set the scene. I'm sorry, I got distracted. I just got a text in. Somebody called me a pickle jarhead. And so I had to laugh for that.
What the hell is that?
I will explain for that in a little bit. So you walk into, was it a room or a living room?
Yeah, we walked in the room.
And are they on the bed?
They're on the bed.
Now, is it like Holly's friend situation? Like, was she on top, he on the bottom, or vice versa?
Yeah, I think she was probably on top.
Okay.
Yeah. And, like, just walked in.
Okay, so if the bed is, like, on the other side of when you walk in, like...
No. Like, did the y'all bed just was like... right next to the door.
Oh,
like, we
damn.
Walked in, looked
oh,
to the
God.
Left.
Oh, God.
And they're just, like, getting it, and it's
no,
like...
No.
Yada, yada. It was weirdly casual, and then we left.
And what did she do?
I don't know. It's just, we were just so stupid back in those years.
Like, was this college or high school?
This is like high school.
Oh, I don't see Holly. You better watch out.
College was even worse.
Okay.
Now, that's, I lived in a fraternity house for like 3 years.
Yeah, shady, like, shady shit goes down there.
People would be getting it in the showers.
Oh.
You'd walk by a room. Like, it's just weird. It's
wait, so like the doors are open and people are just
would,
getting
yeah.
it?
Some guys would. Some guys, like, I don't know. Guys are weird.
Wait.
And here's the thing. College girls are willing to put up with some shit.
Yeah.
In the name of getting some, too. So that's where, like, because you know how we always joke about, like, all the gays, it's everybody's a dude, so that's why Grindr be popping off,
mm-hmm.
you know? Well, and we usually say it's because there are no women to, like, slow it down.
Right.
To be like, no, you will court me. Those rules were out the window in college.
Mm.
Everybody got all those hormones, and they all just getting it. Sanitation be damned.
So what was the oddest thing you saw in the frat house, Scott?
Probably, like, I just remember, like, walking into, like, the bathroom, and it was, like, probably, like, three showers or something, like, three stalls, and then you just, all of a sudden, like, you'd hear two voices and hear two things going on. You're like, I just wanted to brush my teeth.
No.
I'm just going to get out.
Wow.
And that happened a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot.
I never have walked in on someone. I thought I heard Holly and her ex-husband when we lived together.
You didn't. It was the squeaky fan.
The fan had a pause.
No, it did, kind of.
Actually,
like,
it did.
When it came around, like, the third one, it would be like, okay.
Yeah.
And
that's why when I first moved in with Holly, I thought one time I got home that they were doing it, because it was like, Iggy. And then I forgot this part of the story because your ex-husband, he used to sniff a lot.
Oh, yeah, he was a sniffer.
And so I remember, like, telling all of my friends, I was like, girl, I heard them doing it. And then it would be like, Iggy, Iggy, Iggy. Iggy, Iggy, Iggy. And I was like, what? How do they do it?
And we weren't actually doing
it. And then I think it was like a few weeks later, I had to go in your room to get something, and the fan was on, and I heard it go, Iggy, Iggy, Iggy. But there was no sniff.
No sniff. He may have just been laying there. I don't know. Like, we may have just been laying down in bed. I don't know. I just thought of something crazy that happened to me in a frat house once.
Oh, God.
That
hello.
Was sparked off by Scott's little story about the showers. Mm-hmm. So my college boyfriend was in a fraternity, and so we had this, like, long history all through our college career. I had this huge crush on him when I was a freshman, and it was, like, love. Like, I thought that's what love was because I had never felt that about any high school boy. Like, I never even wanted to lose my virginity in high school. Like, there was no part of me that's like, I'd like for this to go in there, and we did. No.
Mm-mm.
I just didn't. It was not – I didn't want that. Well, in college, I met – my college boyfriend, and I was like, oh, this is it.
Hey.
Well, before he liked me, he was like a player on campus. He like dated all the girls. Everybody loved him. Everybody thought he was so cute, which he was so cute.
Mm.
But so he's in this fraternity house and he was living there. And so there was a party there one night. And I remember same friend Jessica that I saw having sex. She thought it would be pertinent to find him and be like, you know, Holly's the virgin, so just be careful.
Oh, wow.
I was like, bitch, damn. It doesn't matter. Anyway.
Why she ruin your game like that?
Because she kind of a bitch, but she'll tell you. She'll tell you she kind of a bitch, but we friends anyway. So there was, what was that one time? Okay, we did not have, I still had my V card intact, and so he was like, come on up to the bedroom floor and we're going to have some drinks up there. And she came too. And there was like a couple other people all hanging out in like a, it was like a upper living room of the house. And I was so drunk and I was like a freshman and I don't know. I don't remember much. I remember Jessica said that to him. And then I remember everyone's like hanging out. And he's like, I want you girls to see this room that we have here.
Oh, no, no, no. If anybody ever wants you to see anything
see
in a
room,
that means you're going to see they D.
Yes.
Okay? There ain't no other meaning behind that.
Yeah, but this was even worse.
Oh, no.
So these damn horny frat boys.
Oh, geez.
I think it was probably like a small closet or a small attic off, because it was like a 3-story big ass house that was old and falling down and full of bugs and disgusting. But it was probably like an attic or a closet or something. And so my drunk ass stumbles into this room. It's dark. And then the light pulls on, like, you know how you pull the chain to turn a light on? And it's a small space. But I look up. And the ceiling is slanted, so it's like a triangular room. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So the ceiling is slanted. All the entire ceiling and part of the wall are pictures taped up of naked women.
Of course.
It was called the Masturbatorium.
Oh,
And I was like, where am I? I freaked out and I left, and then that party was done for me at that point. I was like, I am out. Bye. Not coming up to this crazy ass place anymore. The Masturbatorium.
Oh my gosh. And so was there like a mattress on the floor?
Yeah.
So would they literally just go up there and.
That's just gross.
I think so. Again, dudes are gross.
Man. I could have seen some random-ish back when I was in college if I would have joined a fraternity.
Probably.
Wait, did that happen at your fraternity?
No. There's a couple, like, guys that were a little more gross than others.
Like but, what?
Like, I don't know. Probably like that would do it either, like, together or in the same room. But, like, I can't.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, so the gay porns I watch where it's like the two frat bros that are just like, hey, you want to do this together?
It's I don't know if they would look at each other. I just remember there were a couple guys that would be like, they're like roommates. And they're like,
yeah,
you're here, whatever. Like, and they would.
Look at Miguel's face.
My top is blown. Like, my top, it like, actually, not just my top, like, my upper extremities blown.
Wow, yeah. You blew off. Blew up.
Some people just didn't care. Did not care.
So it's just like a mess of hormones in college.
I cannot wrap my brain around. I mean, like, because Lord knows, back then, I was like, when I got to college and you didn't have dial-up anymore, and my grandma bought me a computer for college. Uh-huh. Girl, I filled that hard drive up so quick with that high-speed internet. I had a folder that was like Miguel's files, and it was like every porn video from 1975 to 2003.
Yeah, because you couldn't stream it. There was no streaming porn.
No, girl. So what I would do is at night, I would download like 5 or 6 videos. I'd leave them, and then when I woke up in the morning, you got a little treat, and then you do your business, and then you download like 2 or 3 while you're all the way at class. You get back later that day,
and you probably got like all kind of like viruses and shit on your computer, like LimeWire and BearShare and Audio Galaxy. You would think you'd be downloading Black Eyed Peas, and then it was like, oh, sorry, you can't access your files. Yes.
Like, I'm pretty sure I probably like exposed our campus internet to like some Russian hackers from back in the day.
Probably true.
Oh, wow. So hold on. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just so fascinated by this.
I keep thinking of more stuff. Yeah.
So they would just be in the room having personal time across the beds from each other, like looking at, I mean, because by the time you were in college, people had their own cell phones that you could like look at videos.
God,
or are they
weird.
Just looking at, I know, right? They were just looking at a computer. Like,
probably their cell phone. I don't know, because that was not me. No.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of a fraternity. Like, some people are that way and some people aren't. And the people that aren't don't have to do.
Yeah, I think I had a roommate once that was like, I think I heard him like either starting to do something, and I was like, like, I am here. I'm awake. Don't even play this game.
Oh, wow.
None of that, because I think like it's a little different. But some people did that. I had another room my freshman year that I think I woke up and he had his like girlfriend over, and he was like, they were like starting to get it, like, and we were probably like 2 feet apart, like beds 2 feet apart, under the covers, and I just hear like the bed, like, I'm like, what is happening?
Wow, I really lived a sheltered life. You know, the closest, now that I remember, the closest I ever got to it, and of course, this is a typical Miguel story from back in the day.
Oh. It's gonna end sad, probably.
Here it is. You already got the piano.
It is. So this was like my first group of gay friends. Actually, no, these are my college friends, and I had just, this is like my first group of gay friends that we had all like hung out together, and a couple of people in the group were like starting to date, and so this was like that time where I really started to enjoy hanging out in groups of people, having like that Thursday, Friday night where we'd be at my house or our friend Andrew's house or whatever, and whoever could afford it, because it was a dry county. You drive the county line to the liquor store.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, yeah, girl. Actually, I'm in this new group for Georgia Southern alumni, and somebody drove past the county line liquor store, and I was like, it brought back so many freaking memories. Oh, my God. Because there was literally one liquor store that was like 10 miles away from the school. My God. But anyway, so I remember usually around 11:30, things, you could just feel the energy change in the room where it was like, ooh, we're just having drinks. It's just fun to like, people are like, all right, they're ready to pair off.
Oh.
And so it was at my house. That's why it was so, I got so upset. So there was like one guy that I was really crushing on in our group. Well, I went through the line of everybody, and then one by one, it was like, I'm not interested, Miguel. I'm not interested. But then they were all pairing off. And then like the one guy that I really liked, he was like, oh, I'm going to go outside and smoke or something. And him and another friend went. And so then we just kept drinking. And then like everyone around me had like paired off and like went to a different apartment. And I was like, where's what's his face? And so then I was like drunk, and I was like going to apartment. Nobody would answer their door. And the guy that I liked went over to one of my friend's house, and they were on like the first floor. And his bedroom, my friend's bedroom, was like that window right next to like the window you could see into the apartment. And so, of course, my drunk ass, like, I walked through the bushes, and I was, like, going to knock on the window, be like, hey, y'all.
No.
And then right as I put my hand up to it, you could just hear, oh, and I was like, so then what did I do?
Oh, you probably ate some cookies.
Yeah, I just sat there and listened.
Oh, what the hell? I wish you would have ate the cookies.
No, you too. No, I sat there and listened. But, like, this wasn't like, oh, Miguel, you were a perv. Like, you sat there and touched yourself. No, I just sat there and I was like, well, this person went off, and this person and this person went off.
Man.
This person and this person went off together.
I mean, listen, we all have stories like that.
I mean, but those are all my stories from my 20s.
Well, yeah. But it's not like we can't relate.
No, it's true.
So.
It's fine. But just hearing it, I was just like, well, they're getting some good. Whenever I do get it, it never sounds like that. So I think I'm doing something wrong.
Oh.
So now with all my college friends, we talk. I bring this up usually two or three times a year when we do our, like, summer cruise or when we're in Atlanta for Pride and I've been drinking. And I'm like, remember when?
Oh, God.
You're one of those.
Why do you absolutely keep doing that, Miguel?
Like, I don't know.
With your pencil mark, too, you said the other day to another friend.
Yeah,
that's my high school friend, AJ.
Are you really friends?
School.
Because.
No, we are.
Do friends really do that?
I don't know.
Maybe you need to see a therapist.
Ooh, that's
about all of the hurt that you just let out in the form of passive aggressiveness at your friends. It's not their fault.
True. No, it's not. I was just undesirable. Okay. Nobody wanted my awkwardly shaped hot dog body.
Okay, see, that's what.
See, that's where you think.
You probably need to talk to someone.
No. I know. I was just, I was a sad sack.
Yeah.
Like, I remember literally thinking that I was going to go to one of my friends who, you know, he had a reputation of being the town bicycle.
Oh, yeah.
In college. And I remember being like, well, maybe if I go to him and I say, hey, can we practice? I'll get better. No.
He probably said no.
It's fine. You know, it's fine. It's fine. I'm fine.
Of course it's fine.
Everything's great.
Oh, well. Yeah.
But you are in a lovely and committed relationship now.
Yes, I am. And I love it. And
Yay.
We, yes.
Circling back around to why you don't feel comfortable sometimes, I just think you should see someone.
No, this is true. I have someone that my doctor recommended because I like to see a gay therapist.
Yeah.
And so I have a name that I have to contact and sort of start that whole process. So.
You should.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a while, by the way. Like, for some reason, my mom was under the impression that you go to two visits and you're all done.
Oh, no.
All set.
No, that's not how it works.
I mean, you got how many X amount of years that you now are. That's how many years of pain and hurt that you got to wade through.
That you've been shoving into that bag. Your bag is like, Miguel, damn!
Shove that bag in, girl.
How much more are you going to try and put in me? Save that. Nothing.
Ooh. Said that quite a few times. Okay, Holly, what's your social media?
Radio Holly. On Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, and Holly and Hot 101.5 on Facebook.
By the way, if we ever lose our job and I have nothing else, and I'm like, ooh, I'm gonna go direct adult material, I'm gonna call Scott to get some storylines from your frat house because everything you just said sounds like a lot of storylines that I could elaborate on for some adult material between two men.
Yeah, there's another time at a beach, but.
Ooh, no, tell me what? No, tell me.
This will be the last one.
No, because we'll forget by tomorrow.
Okay.
So.
It was spring break, and so we were all, or maybe it was like some 4th of July, who knows. But it was a bunch of people. The beach was crowded. Like, there's people in the water, up on the sand. I guess, you know, we're hanging out in a big old group. Well, two people decided that I guess it was time to get it, and so they went just right out in the water, just in the middle of everyone, and got it. And it's like everyone.
In the ocean?
In
the
ocean.
Salt water? We're fish poop?
Well, it's a big ocean.
Well, I mean, but there's all kind of manner of hibbity jibbities in
know.
There.
I don't think it was a good idea. No. But
aren't there like the micro things?
Yeah, it's in the water.
Like, can't that affect your pH balance of your hoo-ha?
Yeah, I don't think it was a great idea.
Tough up in there.
Yeah, And we're just like, oh, they're getting it.
Wait, in the water?
In the water. Not even like, oh, like they're being secretive about it. Like,
oh, no.
They're just like there. And we're like,
Okay.
Well, that's odd.
Maybe find a bathroom at that point.
Yeah, or a car, or wait till you get home.
No, maybe just, yeah, there's don't. No waiting till you get home.
Clearly. Yeah.
They could have waited.
Wow. Like, does that feel good in the water?
So I can't imagine. Well, maybe if you're drunk and you're not going to feel it anyway.
But then afterwards, though?
I don't think I heard good reviews.
I was going to say, like, water is not a lubricant.
No.
So it makes everything more difficult.
Let that be a lesson to you. If you're like, ooh, something I want to put on my summer bucket list.
I want to do it in the pool. No, you don't.
No.
You can be like, you know, smoochy in the pool, but then you move out the pool.
That's it. Oof. Scott, what's all your social media?
At Scott Tavlin, ScottTavlin on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Mine is Miguel Fuller, MiguelFuller. Thank you so much for listening. If you made it this far through the podcast, make sure to leave us an open mic on the Hot 101.5 app. Or if you are listening on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, leave us a review and rate us and subscribe. You can also listen on the Hot 101.5 app and on Spotify. Bye now.
Catch up on previous episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored now on the Hot 101.5 app or on iTunes on your smartphone.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored, quarantine edition from Hot 101.5, made hot by Corona Beer.